Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by a former star running back at Towson and now working his way towards draft day in the National Football League next week. Terrence West joins us. Terrence, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Take me through your life and your schedule from when Towson played in the national championship game to now. What have you been going through to get yourself ready for life in the NFL and prepping through combines and pro days and everything else?
After the national championship, like 3 days after that, I flew down to Bradenton, Florida, IMG. I went down there to train for the combine, NFL combine. IMG, they did an amazing job preparing me. And once the combine came around, after that, I came back home and trained at Under Armour facility back in Baltimore. And then right now I'm with Sweat Performance. I'm training with Sweat Performance, just staying in shape, staying consistent. And so when my name get called the next day, on that Sunday, whatever team I go to, I'll be ready to go.
What's harder, the grind of a Rob Ambrose practice or what you're doing now?
The grind of Rob Ambrose practice. Because we had to get up at 5:30. We had to get up at 5:30. We was practicing at 5:30.
Yeah, you can sleep in a little bit now and then get your workout in.
Yeah.
How ready do you feel for the National Football League?
I'm ready. I'm ready to go, man. I'm just waiting for my name to get called, and I'm well prepared. I be with guys that's already in the league, so they tell me the ups and downs and what to do and what not to do. So I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready for the process to be over with and get back to football.
Are you thinking about it a lot? What round, what team, or can you just say when it happens, it happens?
It's whatever, man. You only control what I can control. I put up the great numbers. I did to put up the film. Now it's up to the coaches when they want to draft me and stuff like that. I only control what I can control. But it's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Now, Terrence, in your meetings with teams, in your pro day, combine, whatever, do you have a sense of any bias, negative bias towards you because you went to Towson and not Ohio State, any sort of FCS bias? Do you feel your numbers speak for themselves when you deal with NFL scouts and executives?
Yeah. I talked to a few GMs and head coaches when I went on my visit. Man, they not worried about what level competition I played on. Football, they know that. And they're going to find the talent. If you're good, they're going to find you. But say if I went to a bigger school, man, I'd might have been in the first round going off that. But like I said before, football is football. I'm ready to go. I don't care who's on the other side of the ball, what level they've played in or what conference they're in. I'm going to treat them the same way.
Former Towson star Terrence West is with us here on WBAL, also a Baltimorean. And Terrence, I don't know if you've noticed this, but every time Mel Kiper is asked to give his sleeper of the draft, you're the first name he says. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that, man. Shout out to Mel Kiper, man. He's doing an awesome job, man. I appreciate all the publicity he gave me, and he's speaking the truth about me. And it's not like he's just trying to talk. He knows what he's talking about. He's a football guru, so he knows what he's doing.
Do you have a chip on your shoulder a little bit because you went to Towson and you're an FCS guy and not a 1A guy?
Yeah, I got a chip on my shoulder. I've always been that way with a chip on my shoulder. I love to compete, love to prove people wrong. Yes, I'm the underdog of the draft, but I'm also be the steal of the draft, and I'm going to prove that by my performance when my names get called in training camp and then on the season.
Obviously, Towson went on a magical postseason run last year. How big was that for you, not only as a competitor and as a good teammate, but for you to get more national exposure heading into this process? How important was Towson's run all the way to the national title game?
That played a big role until my success right now and put me in the situation right now. I think if we wouldn't have made it to I put up great numbers during the regular season, but I think if we didn't make it that far in the playoffs or did not make it to the playoffs, I'd have probably had to do some extra stuff, more visits and more workouts. But us getting to playing in the playoffs, we playing on national televised TV, a lot of teams could see me playing against top notch, and they were top notch teams that we played against in the playoffs. So that played a big role.
Now, when you meet with scouts and executives, I don't know if they really put you in a situation on the football field, but what is maybe your biggest concern, or what are you being told is the biggest thing you need to work on as a potential NFL running back?
They said most of the running backs coming out, man, we all have to work on our pass protection, but that's not a big deal because they got guys that's on a next level that work on that and get you right. So they're not really worried about that, but he said most of the running backs in the draft got to work on that, but I'm up for the challenge. I know once I get there, I work hard and get it done. I'm not worried about it.
Now, as you know, Terrence, the Ravens will pick a running back, I bet, in this draft. And a lot of people have connected the dots. The star, Towson, a Baltimorean. The Ravens need a running back. And honestly, it could go both ways. I think a lot of people out there listening right now say that how thrilling it would be to play for your hometown team. And we've talked before, you were a Ravens fan. You grew up a Ravens fan. Would that be a dream come true? I know you have to kind of be politically correct here because 31 other teams could also draft you.
Yeah, like I said before, I'm from Baltimore. I grew up being a Ravens fan. It'll be a dream come true, but at this time, like I said before, whatever team drafts me, I'm going to give them my all, my heart. That's going to be my favorite team from there on out. So whatever team drafts me, that's going to be my favorite team.
That's a really good answer. How much have you talked to your former head coach, Rob Ambrose, through this process?
We talked a lot. We were just talking today, not too long ago, a couple hours ago we was talking, and we were just talking about stuff off the field. He knows what I can do on the field, but it's also important with off-the-field stuff. So I stand out of trouble, stay focused, making smart decisions with my money, things like that, and finishing up school. I got another semester to finish up, and I promise I was going to get it done.
Yeah, he said you made that promise, or he'll lie. I think he said he'd kill you if you didn't come through with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to get it done, though.
Terrence West, former Towson star, and now trying to become an NFL standout as well. Terrence, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all have a blessed day.
That's Terrence West. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.